AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The New York Metropolitan Transit Authority is revealing that it was hacked in April, but says it was able to protect its network and no personal information was stolen. The news comes as the White House warns businesses to bolster cybersecurity systems as the world's largest meat processing company recovers from a ransomware breach.
JBS is America's second biggest producer of beef, pork, and chicken, and the attack was the second in a month on critical U.S. infrastructure after hackers shut down the nation's biggest fuel pipeline.
They went after our gas and they went after our hot dogs. No one is out of bounds here.
Experts like former U.S. cybersecurity chief Chris Krebs on NBC's Today Show warned the attack exposed vulnerabilities that private companies must address. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden today met with a key Republican lawmaker in negotiations over an infrastructure overhaul. They'll speak again Friday. Court documents reveal prosecutors are seeking 30 years in prison for the former policeman convicted of killing George Floyd, while his lawyer is seeking just probation. The chief of police in San Jose released body cam video into Monday's deadly shooting of a black man who had pointed a gun at an undercover officer in a car.
Fearing for his life, the officer fired his weapon.
There were protests in the city over the death of 31-year-old Demetrius Stanley. The NFL vows that it will no longer use so-called race norming when it reviews brain injury claims from concussions. Basketball's Coach K is hanging up his whistle. More from our Dave Ferry.
Mike Krzyzewski will step down at the end of the season. His successor will be former Duke player and associate head coach John Shire. Krzyzewski issued a statement Wednesday saying he and his family viewed the announcement as a celebration.
Stocks gained today. The Dow's up 25 points. This is AP News. Queen Elizabeth, recently widowed, is going forward with the planning for a platinum jubilee.
Britain will celebrate the Queen's 70 years on the throne with 4 days of festivities, beginning with her ceremonial birthday parade on June 2, 2022, with the full staging of Trooping the Colour. Then there'll be a Thanksgiving service held at St. Paul's Cathedral and also a live concert billed as the Platinum Party at the Palace, which the government says will feature some of the world's biggest entertainment stars. They didn't identify them. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Two Utah girls, ages 9 and 4, were unhurt after they took a car and crashed into a tractor trailer. They told authorities that they were heading to California for a beach vacation. Police say that the parents were asleep when the girls took the keys. The driver of the truck also escaped injury. I'm Jackie Quinn. AP News.